In a new bombshell report, the FBI caught spying on Kash Patel and Susie Wiles.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome to Seculo. Thursday, Will.
It is.
We're making it closer and closer to the end of the week. Always news coming out. And of course, another bombshell moment. You know, they, those in our team, they say bombshell a lot. Sometimes I go, let's tone down the bombshell.
If everything's a bombshell, nothing's a bombshell. Right.
However, this one you presented with me to me this morning, pretty bombshell.
Yeah.
Now, of course, you probably saw the title. You may see that refers to Kash Patel, current FBI Director Susie Wiles, is Chief of Staff. Is that right?
That's right.
Chief of Staff. Look at me. I got my facts right. And you may see, hey, the FBI is caught spying on them. What are we talking about? Of course, he's the director of the FBI. So we're actually flashing it back a little bit, correct?
That's right.
When they were just civilians.
This is back in 2022 and 2023, while the special counsel was probing all of the things going on. And it turns out not only were senators' phone records being spied upon, obtained through subpoena with all of this stuff going on there, which we have a FOIA lawsuit on about right now, but it also turns out they were going after Kash Patel, who is now their boss, as well as Susie Wiles. So much so, not just the toll records where they would see who was calling when and where, but you start to look at this, and they also apparently recorded a phone conversation between Susie Wiles and her attorney. According to the reporting, the attorney was aware of the recording, but she was not, which raises a lot of ethical concerns when it comes to attorney-client privilege and the attorney there. This is really, really shocking, and there's a lot more to go over with it as well.
We're going to keep that discussion going. If you have questions or comments about this, give us a call at 1-800-684-3110. Of course, tensions rising in Iran. As there are meetings, are they scheduled? Are they happening? Where are we at with the meetings in Iran?
The meetings in Iran are currently happening today, right now in Geneva. Yeah. We have Secretary Pompeo calling in a little bit to talk about that, because the strategy of the U.S. government has gone a lot more aggressive. The demands they are taking today, and this is kind of like the last ditch effort for Iran to save what appears to be a military attack. And these demands are the strongest that we have seen from the negotiating team, something that Iran has repeatedly said they will not agree to. However, we're going to find out what happens very shortly.
Yeah, so we're going to have a packed show today. You're going to make sure you stay tuned. With that also, I want to encourage you to check out the incredible work that our ACLJ team is doing and how you can get involved. Easiest way to do that is just go to aclj.org. Of course, you can download the ACLJ app. You can get involved by subscribing to our podcast, by following all the different social media platforms, but all of it really can point back to aclj.org or the ACLJ app. And I encourage you to do that today. Be a part of the ACLJ team. It's a really important time because we start to wrap up February, if you can believe it. By the time we'll be talking to you next week, it'll be the month of March. And March, you know, will kick off a big moment for the ACLJ. You know, we have these special months, and we got a special month coming for you in the month of March. But even right now, this is a great time to get involved and engage in the ACLJ. Even if you're not making your donation today, which is fine, if you can, great. Just sign up on the email list. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Do things like that. Be proactive, because March is going to be big. You're going to be a part of it. That is at aclj.org. Once again, I am going to take your phone calls and questions and comments at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I want to hear from you today. So give me a call. What do you think about this new FBI scandal? Seems like nothing is shocking. The comments kind of indicate, oh, well, who's surprised? Well, you know, maybe the current director of the FBI should be. We'll be right back with more on Seculo. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, and our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. aclj.org. Welcome to the all-new ACLJ app. Expert analysis and insight big tech can't censor. Customize your news and get real-time alerts on the issues you care about. Advocacy is now at your fingertips. Take action, make a difference. Support the causes you care about with just one tap. Be the first to know. Breaking news alerts sent straight to your inbox. Everything you need, all in one place. Stay informed, stay empowered. Download today.
We are so excited to announce the ACLJ's brand new app, completely redesigned to provide you with the best tools available to partner with us at the ACLJ. You can watch the daily Seculo program, sign the petitions, customize your ACLJ membership experience, donate with the click of a button, and receive up-to-the-minute critical updates that the mainstream media can't censor. Just scan the QR code on your screen or go to your phone's app store, search ACLJ, and click install. It's that simple. Welcome back to Seculo. A lot of you are just joining us right now, so we're going to restate some of the facts here. Look, I've heard from some of you go, hey, sometimes you guys repeat yourself. Well, I know there's a lot of podcast listeners that are listening and watching later on, not live. For those who watch live, though, we have a lot of people that join us within the first 10 minutes of the show, so we kind of have to reset. If not, then we start getting people saying, y'all are clickbaiting us. You're not talking about the main topic. And, of course, the main topic today is that the FBI had obtained the phone records and even had some private recordings of Kash Patel and Susie Wiles. This is current FBI director and chief of staff. Before they were the FBI director and chief of staff, during all these investigations, during the Jack Smith investigation, all of this was happening and you had this is a big deal because there really was no justification for this going on.
No, there was not. This is the witch hunt that was perpetrated by Jack Smith, and we saw just how aggressive he was going after sitting U.S. senators.
At that time, Kash Patel was what?
I mean, he was a private citizen. Yeah. He was nothing. But now, however, he'd been in the orbit of President Trump. But what's also crazy is not just the fact that they did all this, which is crazy enough, but the lengths at which the FBI under the previous administration went to cover this up. They are just now finding this out. The Kash Patel has been the FBI director for over a year. Susie Wiles has been the chief of staff for over a year. And this is new information to them. 10 people at the FBI have been let go because they were a part of this. And here's the thing. It's that this is from a source that told the New York Post. It's not just phone records and subpoenas, but a massive targeting operation, the official noted, indicating the use of both technical tools and human intelligence. So they have agents undercover that are running operations against these U.S. citizens. Several FBI employees were fired Wednesday related to the discovery. The existence of the subpoenas were first reported by Reuters, but the Patel and Wiles phone records were found in files labeled prohibited. This is something that they had stashed somewhere, put markings on to make sure no one would look at them. I guess they were trying to play it both ways within the law of not destroying the evidence. That would be an outright federal crime when it comes to retention of government records. However, they were trying as hard as they could, whether it be all the files related to Arctic Frost found in burn bags in a locked closet that no one knew about, to this, having these files placed somewhere, marked prohibited, so no one would open them up and look at them. Yeah. We also know that Kash Patel has since banned the practice of marking things in this way because it was so abused as a way to make people not... there's no oversight at this point. Agents are going and doing stuff. Right, prohibited. No one's going to look at it.
That's right. Phone lines are open for you. What do you think about this when you hear this from the FBI? Again, does it shock you that this was going on? Do you see a way to move forward with the current? Do you feel like you can get trust behind people like Kash Patel who are currently in charge that this kind of behavior will not continue on? I want to know your thoughts on the current state of the FBI as well as these shocking reports of what was going on before. However, there's also news coming out of the potential war with Iran. Of course, that has been something that has been, you don't want to say teased, but it kind of feels that way, teased for the last number of weeks. There is a breaking point that is getting very, very close. There's a final negotiation going on right now, and we're going to discuss it with Mike Pompeo in the next segment, but I'd like to hear from you. If they cannot come to an agreement, where do you stand on a potential intervention, a potential let's just call it a war, a potential war with Iran? It's a big deal. Shouldn't we, this is something we take lightly. It should be number one story on the news. Where do you stand right now as the American people? 1-800-684-3110. I think it's important that we hear from you. Look, you could be for this, against it, somewhere in between. I do really want to hear from you. I want to hear the nuance that you may have as a perspective. Maybe you are a former military person who served during the war on terror. Maybe you have some experience and you want to share that with our audience. I think all voices are important here. 1-800-684-3110. Because again, these are kind of two big moments that are all going to be involving in some way or fashion the trust of the current administration, the trust of the people in charge. When you have a new Department of War and Pete Hegseth, what does that look like when it comes to the first time you'll actually see real military intervention, not just a strategy kind of moments, the moment like the Iran taking out the nuke facilities? Those things obviously have happened, but it's not talking about what could lead to a war like we saw. The closest thing would be back in the early 2000s.
That's right. And once again, that is because the talks are underway in Geneva. This is kind of at the tail end of the 10-day deadline that they have put in place from President Trump. The negotiators are there. It's Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner. And they are expected to present, and this is obviously going on as we are live, but new demands from the U.S., that Iran must dismantle its three main nuclear sites, Fordo, Natanz, and Isfahan, and deliver all of its remaining enriched uranium to the U.S., as well as insisting that this nuclear deal does not have a sunset like the JCPOA. This is a forever deal, if you want to stay where you are.
So this is a big ask. You know, this is not just a small negotiation. This is likely, if you were just look at the terms and the way we know how the rulers in Iran have been, how, sword rattling they've been, even on social media, all those type of things. These kind of asks seem unlikely. Maybe we're at a point where they realize that if they don't do this, they're out of power and it's going to happen. The people are uprising and you're going to have the American military on board. What does that look like? And maybe they know they have to make this kind of deal. Let's go ahead and take a quick call because I do want to hopefully inspire you to call in as well and get engaged in this conversation at 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Cliff, who's calling first in Illinois. Cliff, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Listen, there's so much going on at once. You've already touched on a lot. You got the election thing. You got the Clintons going in front of the committee now. That's Hillary. And then tomorrow's Bill. You got Cuba. You got everything that you've touched on. How can one keep focused on anything to have anything done? I mean, really, it's very confusing.
Yeah, Cliff, I don't know. I mean, to me, truthfully, I've pitched this, and look, maybe I'm wrong here, that I believe people like you and that listen to this show, as well as the administration, have the ability to focus on more than one thing. We got big brains here, Will. So I've been told.
Who told you that?
My mom.
Okay.
Yeah. Said, you're a real smart boy. You can think about two different things. There could be two topics that you cover in a day. And that's what we're doing here. And that's what I feel like the American people should be doing. Instead, we've caught in a media cycle where they present to you one big problem. And that one big problem is likely unsolvable. It's likely nothing that you can do about, whether that is Nancy Guthrie or whether that's what's going on in Minnesota or before that. You know, there's been so many topics. And they'll focus on that for 2 or 3 weeks and then pretend it didn't happen. Remember the wall-to-wall coverage of Nancy Guthrie? What happened to that? Is it less important now than it was 2 weeks ago? What about Minnesota? When was the last time you saw that on the news? I have no idea what's going on in the streets of Minnesota right now. If you were to ask me, I would assume peace, because no one's talking about it. Not unlike the frog costumes of yesterday. If you're going to tell me that these problems are the extreme problems in the world, that they are, you know, leading to destruction, the end times, they are leading towards world war, you can't also present it to me as it's the only thing I can focus on until the media cycle changes, and 3 weeks later, we're going to move on and pretend it never happened. Phone lines are jammed right now with so many of you calling in. A lot of you are calling about the FBI. A lot of you are calling about Iran. We're going to take a ton of calls. When we get back, we're going to hear from Mike Pompeo. He's going to be calling us. Give us his thoughts. You know, look, when we have people like Mike Pompeo on, I think it's very important because these are people that have been there and done that, have seen this from the inside. They understand how this system works. You're not going to get this kind of analysis on a lot of other shows. So whether you agree or disagree, whether you like what he says or don't like what he says, whether you like him or not, is really none of my concern. What I want to do is bring in the top level experts in the fields. We have done that for many years here on the show. Again, it's not necessarily always people you're going to agree with. Sometimes you may disagree with them, but there's no doubt that they have the cred. And we can't do that, by the way, without your support. Because when you give financially, you're giving to bring in experts on all of these topics that can come on this show and give great analysis. So when we get back, we're going to hear from Secretary Pompeo. And then we get to hear from you as we head into the second half hour. And some of you may not get the second half hour if you're listening on terrestrial radio. And I'm going to ask you, you should be watching us and engaging with us at ACLJ.org, on the YouTube channel, on Rumble, wherever it may be, Facebook. There's so many different places you can watch and engage with our audience. And you need to be a part of that as well. Again, phone lines are completely jammed. We're going to do our best to get to as many of these calls as possible. They are kind of all over the map in terms of the topics you guys want to discuss. And we'll do that when we get back. Again, Mike Pompeo is going to be joining us, and then I'm going to be taking your calls and comments throughout the second half hour of the show. But as we head to break, I want to encourage you to go to ACLJ.org. Just look around. Look around at all the incredible free content we provide to you. No paywalls at ACLJ.org.
Welcome to the all-new ACLJ app. Expert analysis and insight big tech can't censor. Customize your news and get real-time alerts on the issues you care about. Advocacy is now at your fingertips. Take action. Make a difference. Support the causes you care about with just one tap. Be the first to know. Breaking news alerts sent straight to your inbox. Everything you need, all in one place. Stay informed. Stay empowered. Download today.
We are so excited to announce the ACLJ's brand new app, completely redesigned to provide you with the best tools available to partner with us at the ACLJ. You can watch the daily Seculo program, sign the petitions, customize your ACLJ membership experience, donate with the click of a button, and receive up-to-the-minute critical updates that the mainstream media can't censor. Just scan the QR code on your screen or go to your phone's app store, search ACLJ, and click install. It's that simple.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, and our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. ACLJ.org.
Welcome back to Secula. We are now joined by Senior Counsel for Global Affairs, Secretary Mike Pompeo. Secretary Pompeo, there is some big updates. I'm going to kick it to Will first. Some big updates coming out of Iran. We need to probably give people a little bit of a preface for this. I know you want to take the first question.
That's right. The Wall Street Journal reported this morning that as U.S. envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner are in Geneva for this next round of talks with Iran, that the United States is bringing tougher demands to the table than previously had been reported, that specifically they are going to tell Iran they have to dismantle the three main nuclear sites, as well as deliver all of its remaining enriched uranium to the U.S., and also that they are expected to insist that any deal must last forever and not have a sunset clause similar to the JCPOA that was such a disaster under the Obama administration. But Mr. Secretary, we know that the claims of the Iranian regime have always been that we have a right to enrich uranium. The strength of these negotiations and the strength of these demands that are coming from the U.S. sounds like it is a non-starter from what we've heard with the regime. Do you think the threat of military action could have any sway on what happens today?
I'm actually not optimistic. I actually think it's appropriate that we exhaust every diplomatic option and try to get there. But I think it's very unlikely for the reasons that you just articulated perfectly, right? The things that we're asking for are for them to simply behave like a normal nation, and they have been doing that. My sense is that Ayatollah thinks he can suffer the strike by President Trump and stay in power, much more likely than he can by losing power, by giving up the things that he believes defend their country. And so the chance of them actually acceding to a permanent decline for nuclear weapons, to cease their ballistic missile program, to stop building terror forces around the world, seems like a very unlikely event. So I think the United States will, along with its partner Israel, have to do the necessary.
And this is a position that you have talked about. You've written for ACLJ.org an article just a couple weeks back that said negotiations serve the Ayatollah's interest, not America's. And this was before we'd even gotten to this point. At the same time, you know that President Trump would prefer a diplomatic path, would prefer to make a deal. But at the same time, does it also give you reassurance that while they have entertained these negotiations, that the strength of what the U.S. is bringing today will not end up being another sort of failed JCPOA 2.0, especially with how strong those restrictions and demands are?
No, of course it does. Look, when I wrote that piece, I wish I was wrong, and I still hope I'm wrong. I want peace as well. I don't seek conflict with any nation. But I also don't want the United States to suffer under a ballistic missile program that can kill our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, and can strike even at some point the United States of America. And I think President Trump gets all of that. So he's trying to get to the right place. In the intervening two and a half weeks now, he has built up a force very capable of achieving those objectives, right? Can take out the infrastructure, not only the remaining nuclear materials, but very likely their missile program, all the stuff that sits behind it, all the industrial capacity that sits behind it. I think he has put the forces in place that can actually keep our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines relatively safe, although you know they're always at risk when they enter into conflict. But we can do so in a way that will deliver a really good outcome for America. And President Trump's not going to be a dupe like President Biden or then Vice President Biden and President Obama were. Think about this. Today, we sit here in 2026. The vast majority of the restrictions that were agreed to in the JCPOA have already expired. So even if we'd kept the deal, they would be free to build out their ballistic missile program. We'd sit here today with no restrictions and with a whole lot more money than they have today because they had lifted an enormous amount of sanctions as well.
You mentioned the safety of the troops. Obviously, that's a concern of we here, as well as many Americans who don't want our men and women in uniform in harm's way. And obviously, they signed up for a job to protect America. But at the end of the day, we'd prefer they are not in harm's way. We know that the threat to bases is what the Iranians will say as well. But I wanted to get your take if you think that they still have command over their proxy forces, such as Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, if the decimation of those groups from the U.S. and Israel over the past couple years have maybe lessened the will of those groups to stand up and fight for the Ayatollah if we were to take a decisive military action.
Look, you ask a very important question. I don't think it's changed their intention or their will. I think they would still like to do that. What has definitely changed is their capability to inflict harm. Look, Hamas can't really do a lot to America, although they can still present some risk to Israel. Hezbollah, too, has greatly diminished in its capacity to strike from Lebanon, although you know the Israelis still have to take action almost every day into Lebanon to go after Hezbollah forces who continue to try and build and build and build. The greatest risk is what they might be able to do in the Gulf states and in the Strait of Hormuz, right? They have the capacity to make it very difficult for ships to get insured. So moving what amounts to about 20% of total global petroleum products that move across the world every day, they can make that a mess for a little while before the United States is able to make sure that that is reopened. I think that President Trump and his team have thought about that a lot. I know in the first Trump administration, we did. We can achieve that. But there could be a handful of days where there's not only a risk to commerce and the ability to move refined products and petroleum around the world, but also some risk to our service members that are serving in that region.
Mr. Secretary, thank you so much for joining us today. Just a quick last question here as we come up on a break. But if an agreement of some sort or extension of these talks is not agreed upon today, what do you think the next move is and who makes it first?
Yes, my sense is that President Trump has played out the string as far as he can, or you could argue the Ayatollah has played out the string as far as he right. can. My sense is this will be the moment when President Trump will do what he has said he'd do. He said help was on the way, and then, gosh, a week and a half ago, maybe 12 days, he said 10, 15 days, we'll do something. My sense is that the United States and Israel will jointly go deliver a punishing blow to the regime's infrastructure and its ability to project terror across the world, as President Trump spoke about in the State of the Union last night, or Tuesday night, rather.
Secretary Pompeo, thank you so much for joining us. Always great to hear from your insight in this situation. Like, that's why we're able to bring on people like Secretary Pompeo, because you're not going to get this kind of coverage, this kind of commentary from anyone else. Of course, you may see him pop up on other shows, but to have 10 minutes of time to spend and really break down all of this for you, I hope you're able to take this information and then share it with your friends and discuss this at home and discuss it with your family so you have an understanding of why these situations are so important, why we believe they should be top stories. And when you have a potential for war going on, there is no one better to have on than Secretary Pompeo to voice his thoughts in this. So I appreciate you for joining us again today. Hey, we have another half hour coming up on the broadcast today, and I want to pack this half hour with your calls and comments. Phone lines are jammed. We've got one open, just opened up, 1-800-684-3110. Go ahead and get in line. We're going to take as many calls as we can this next half hour. I want to hear from you, as of course the future is a little uncertain when it comes to the potential war in Iran. And we continue that conversation about the FBI. Whatever you'd like. 1-800-684-3110. If you don't get us in your local market or you're looking for a more interactive experience, I encourage you to join us. You can watch us like full television style production, ACLJ.org. We're on the Salem News Channel. You also find us on YouTube, Rumble, 12 to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Every day, Monday through Friday. And of course, you can catch us whenever and wherever you get your podcasts on demand. We'll be right back. Second half hour coming right up.
For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. ACLJ.org.
keeping you informed and engaged. Now, more than ever, this is Seculo. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome back to Seculo. Second half hour on deck right now. So many calls coming in. Of course, there's a couple topics we're hitting. Will, we got an FBI bombshell happening right now. We got potential actual bombshells potentially going in.
Right.
So we got double bombshell happening right now. We're going to discuss all of that coming up in the next half hour. But mainly, we heard from Secretary Pompeo. We heard from some of your voices. But this back half of the show, I wanted to turn it over as much to you, the listener, as possible. So if you listen or watch this show, we got a full half hour of coverage, and you're going to help lead this off. But maybe we give people like a 20-second version of what's going on with the FBI.
That's right. So what we see here is a new revelation of more spying and subpoenas of records by Jack Smith and the FBI during that investigation into President Trump. Specifically, what we're learning now is that two new targets have been revealed, and that is Susie Wiles, the chief of staff for the president, as well as Kash Patel, the director of the FBI. Their phone records were subpoenaed, the toll records, as well as even phone call recording between Susie Wiles and her attorney that the FBI got permission from the attorney to record, but no one informed Susie Wiles. So a lot of questions raised there as well about attorney-client privilege and ethics and things of that nature. Really just a truly shocking move, even that the FBI would seek to record a phone conversation, that they would reach out and say, can we do this to an attorney of someone? It raises a whole host of questions about the shadiness of this FBI. They also put these files in folders marked prohibited and tried to keep them out of
the
purview.
Physical files, or are we talking about digital files?
It's the way it says is that they were found in files labeled prohibited.
All right,
the way I read that is along with the burn bags that
we
found.
Just opening up a cabinet.
They found a cabinet, found prohibited files, and what is a better way to comply with the record-keeping law as well as not be easy searchable is to print something out, put it in a file, and lock it away in a closet somewhere that hopefully no one will discover your shadiness. However, 10 FBI employees have been fired as a result of this new discovery. Which, I mean, do you blame the director? Like, hey, you were spying on me when I wasn't your boss. I don't know if we have this trust relationship that we can really work together anymore.
I feel like you're looking at me when you're saying that. Like, you just told, I feel like you looked at me and said, I don't feel like I can trust you anymore.
Well, were you spying on me?
I mean, define spying.
Did you get subpoenas of my phone records?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Well, then we're fine, at least as
of now. I FOIA'd you, but I haven't gotten it yet. You know, I'm waiting for our IT, our IT guy to get back to me. That joke would have been very funny if I had landed it correctly. Unfortunately, you know what? It's not as good as the frog show yesterday. I'm sorry, everyone. If you are on hold, stay on hold. John, Robert, Mike, William, Jim, Clay. Man, we got some... These are some top-notch names here coming in, Will. We got Florida, Minnesota, Maryland, Connecticut, and Colorado representing on the phones right now. If you're in the chat, let me know where you're watching from. You know what's really great is that we have an engaged community, not only from just the United States of America, from all over the planet. That is the luxury of being in the modern technological world. You may say, what has social media been good for? Sometimes you wonder, you make those questions. We all kind of think about it. It's the fact that we have an interconnected world that can get this kind of show anywhere and everywhere. As long as your country allows YouTube, you can see our show. As long as your country allows Rumble, you can see our show. Or go to ACLJ.org. It is pretty amazing that we are able to live in this society. So let me know in the chats. I see a lot of frogs going in. Sure, there'll be some clowns, but I want to know where you're watching from. Let me know. It's a great way to connect with your local community as well and build a local community here as ACLJ supporters, ACLJ champions, and those of you that just watch and listen to our broadcast each and every day, which I really do appreciate more than you know, and appreciate all the prayers and thoughts. And with that, Will, we got somebody watching from Auburn, Alabama.
He watches quite frequently, and it makes me happy when I see it.
There you go. All right. We'll be back in about a minute. So don't go anywhere. And again, if you're on hold, stay on hold. I'm going to get to calls in the next segment. We got a little bit of time. We'll take some time chatting it out. All right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more on Seculo.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, and our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. aclj.org.
Welcome to the all-new ACLJ app. Expert analysis and insight big tech can't censor. Customize your news and get real-time alerts on the issues you care about. Advocacy is now at your fingertips. Take action, make a difference. Support the causes you care about with just one tap. Be the first to know. Breaking news alerts sent straight to your inbox. Everything you need, all in one place. Stay informed, stay empowered, download today.
We are so excited to announce the ACLJ's brand new app, completely redesigned to provide you with the best tools available to partner with us at the ACLJ. You can watch the daily secular program, sign the petitions, customize your ACLJ membership experience, donate with the click of a button, and receive up-to-the-minute critical updates that the mainstream media can't censor. Just scan the QR code on your screen or go to your phone's app store, search ACLJ, and click install. It's that simple. Welcome back to Seculo. I told you we'd take some calls, and we're going to do it. I'm going to try to open up some lines so then we can even hear from more of you. Again, we're going to hit a myriad of topics through these callers. I gave you a little bit more leash than normal to say, call in. We'll talk about any of the topics really we discussed this week. So some of these are kind of all over the map. We're going to start with Mike, though, who's calling from Minnesota, who is an ACLJ champion. If you're a champion, that's someone who gives on a monthly basis. You get a little bit preferential treatment from me. It's a nice little perk I like to offer. So if you tell a phone screener you're a champion, that checks out, you get bumped up to the front. So, Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, I am a champion, and I'm from the former great state of Minnesota. I think one of the things that I want to comment on is this FBI deal. We've got these agents that were fired, okay. But I think the American people are getting tired of, you know, people just getting fired, losing their jobs. I mean, if Jack Smith was in charge of this, Jack Smith should be, I mean, tapping the president and leaders, this is treason in our country. He should be in jail if he authorized it. He should be in jail, preferably in South America. We are so corrupt in Minnesota. It's just astronomical what's going here. The mayor, the governor, the attorney general. I was at a legislative session yesterday at the Capitol of Minnesota. They were discussing firearms. What they were actually proposing was that the cities should be given the authority to regulate gun carry laws in their cities. This would be a patchwork of, you know, incredible. How do you know what city had what laws? And a law-abiding citizen then could be arrested as a criminal because they were unaware of the laws. Now, the sad thing was it did not pass, but it was 6-6 votes, and it did not pass because it was not a majority. That's how close we came to having this incredibly law done. So, I mean, it's crazy.
Well, Mike, one, I feel like states and cities and municipalities have always tried to go further than even states would on things like guns and firearm restrictions. But I think depending on what that looks like, I think it could be challenged under Heller, which is a Supreme Court case from 2008, where there was a ban on handgun ownership in the District of Columbia, and the Supreme Court struck it down as unconstitutional. And that was when the city tried to go beyond what even federal regulations were and tried to do more regulation and restrictions on handgun ownership. But once again, I don't know specifically the text of that or where even it would go, but I feel like there would definitely, there'd immediately be a challenge from people that oppose it under Heller, would be that where they would bring that challenge. But even when you're talking about what happened in the FBI, you can tell that within the FBI, they have not let go what the special counsel did. They already had the hearing. We've seen him publicly make statements. You're talking about here the Congress side of it, where they are trying to conduct oversight. But I feel like the Department of Justice and the FBI themselves are still reviewing everything. Now, sometimes, though, this brings about an opportunity where you need to make reforms. Because a lot of these things, which we may think are corrupt, were ridiculous, the way that they utilized the seal for the subpoena of the phone records of sitting U.S. senators, may have not been illegal, but it was abused. And so therefore, many times that's what happens in the United States, is that there ought to be a crime.
There ought to be a crime, Will.
But there not isn't necessarily an explicit statute that was broken because they game the system in order to go after these people. And that's horrific in many times.
I want to take another call that kind of ties directly into this. Robert's calling from Florida on line two. Robert, you're on the air. And hey, we just opened up a line, so give us a call. Robert, go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. Go ahead.
I was going to say something about the money laundering going on in Minnesota and all across the USA. But I got something that's a little more important than that. Seems that patriotism is a question,
Robert,
now.
Robert, I'm just going to put you on hold because you know what? If you're changing your topic, I want to make sure that we know what you're talking about. So I'm put you on hold. You're going to go back through the phone screen or something. No problems here. You could be very good. But that's usually a red flag.
Also, if you watched yesterday, we had a guy pull a switcheroo.
Yeah, so go check on Robert. If he wants to change his comment, that's fine. He's been on hold for 27 minutes, so I want to give him his opportunity to do that. But we were tying in that topic, so that's why I wanted to bring you in. Let's go ahead and continue on with some other calls. You know, this is kind of a quick one we can answer. William in Maryland. William, line four. Go ahead.
Yeah, my question is, if a world war breakout or a serious war breakout, do the election still goes on to change the president, or do the president stay to the war with?
No, William, that's a great question. Obviously,
he's having a bit of Ukraine.
Right. In Ukraine, I mean, they suspend elections over there. In the United States, we do not. FDR actually won his third term because that was before there was a term limit in the Constitution on the president. So he won his third term during World War II. So they even held the election during wartime. Now, he was reelected. That wouldn't be the case. If there was a world war in the United States right now, going in and it lasted through 2028, there would not be an opportunity for President Trump to get reelected because he is serving his second term. So hope that clears it up. But yeah, there would be a presidential election during a world war.
Yeah, so that would happen. Again, maybe don't give anyone any ideas here, but for this part, it seems like this would be
sure.
this would be the normal plan, which would be for there's still to be elections and elections be held. And that's how it should be. That's what it should be. Because look, there are going to be people who agree with whatever war happens, disagree with the war. Actually, if there's actually a time that I feel like is most important to have an election, it would be then. Look, it happened during George W. Bush. You had George W. Bush elected in 2000.
Right.
We were in the middle of the war on terror by 2003. He was reelected in 2004.
Exactly.
So we've kind of lived through this before, so hopefully that gives you a bit of perspective here. And look, there's a lot of people who are vehemently opposed to the war on terror. All the celebrities were out there saying, don't vote for President Bush at the time. And what happened? President Bush won pretty handily that one. A lot of people voted for him, by the way, because we were in the middle of wartime, and I think wanted to make sure the hand stayed steady. Now, whether you can look back on that, hindsight's 20/20. Phone lines are open at 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Clay in Colorado. Clay, go ahead.
Yes, hi. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem, Clay.
So I just wanted to say I listen to you guys every day on the road at 10 o'clock. And I really like the topics that y'all pick. And this one specifically, how do you feel about going to war with Iran? So I'm a Marine veteran. I served 14 years.
Thank you.
And, oh, absolutely. And I was when the Marine Corps had tanks, I was a tank operator and went on the Marine Expeditionary Unit and went through the Straits of Hormuz. And they were playing games then. They're playing games still. They're going to continue to play games. They're going to try to keep pushing the deadline, which President Trump, that I absolutely support his thoughts on world peace, because that's what he wants. He wants peace. And yeah, if we can't try everything diplomatically, then yeah, we're going to have to do something about it.
Yeah, and I think, Clay, at the end of the day, and once again, as Logan said, thank you for your service.
Yeah, I think you speak for a lot of people.
But when genocidal jihadis decide to say things like death to America, you should probably believe them. You think they're telling the truth. And at this point, I feel like President Trump has done it the way that no other president has, of saying, I'm going to give them every opportunity to come clean, to get rid of this program,
to
keep the American people safe. Not even demanding regime change, but just saying, you can stay there as long as you don't have these nuclear weapons, this ballistic missile program that can really threaten us. I don't really care. And as much as for some of us that really do have deep humanitarian concerns, sometimes that's an abrasive way to go about it.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, he's also committed with this massive flotilla and buildup of troops, showing that if you don't, there are going to be consequences.
Yeah, calls are going to continue on. Clay, thank you for calling in. Thank you for your service. I think a lot of people, I wish, could spend some time living in a military town. Will and I have before. And you get a very different perspective. Even if you're not a serving member of the military, just to be around the community that surrounds military families, and to get sort of the personality. A lot of people, I met a lot of people like Clay. Phone lines are open for you, or one line's open at 1-800-684-3110. We're going to be back in just a minute, so don't go anywhere. And we're going to keep continuing to take calls. We got a lot of you lined up. A lot of you been on hold for a long time. Don't worry. We're going to get to you. If you've been on hold for longer than 30 minutes, I'll make sure we get to you. All right, we'll be right back with more on Seculo. Stay tuned. Go to ACLJ.org to read and watch and to get connected with all the great ACLJ content. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the all-new ACLJ app. Expert analysis and insight big tech can't censor. Customize your news and get real-time alerts on the issues you care about. Advocacy is now at your fingertips. Take action, make a difference. Support the causes you care about with just one tap. Be the first to know. Breaking news alerts sent straight to your inbox. Everything you need, all in one place. Stay informed, stay empowered, download today.
We are so excited to announce the ACLJ's brand new app, completely redesigned to provide you with the best tools available to partner with us at the ACLJ. You can watch the daily Seculo program, sign the petitions, customize your ACLJ membership experience, donate with the click of a button, and receive up-to-the-minute critical updates that the mainstream media can't censor. Just scan the QR code on your screen or go to your phone's app store, search ACLJ, and click install. It's that simple.
The challenges facing Americans are substantial. At a time when our values, our freedoms, and our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. And we have an exceptional track record of success. But here's the bottom line. We could not do our work without your support. We remain committed to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. That remains our top priority, especially now during these challenging times. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at aclj.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. aclj.org.
All right. We made it here, folks. Last segment of the day. Let's go ahead, though, and kick it around. So many of you are calling in from all around the country. Florida, Kentucky, California, Connecticut, New Hampshire. It is packed with phone calls. And of course, all of you around the world in our social media feeds and on YouTube and Rumble. We appreciate everyone who tunes in each and every day. Let's go ahead and kick it off. Let's go to John in Florida. You've been on hold the longest. John, go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm from Gainesville, Florida. I listen to Sky Radio. Anyhow, I've lost the corporate news media to me have lost all credibility, especially the Wall Street Morning Journal report. I mean, when they come out and say that the Americans are more eaten off with the FBI and the Justice Department than ever before, I know that is a crock of you-know-what. I mean, when they get Rudy Giuliani out in Arizona under questioning the election out there and bring charges against him, they trump, no pun intended, but they trump up charges against President Trump in New York City, make felonies out of misdemeanors, and charge him with a crime. It's not even a crime trying to pay off an X-rated film star.
John, we have seen a lot of those double standards being held. And we know that we went through many years of a lot of different things, specifically for people who not even, you know, President Trump is the president. He takes a lot of flack. He's had a lot of personal issues or whatever it may be with a lot of this, especially in New York. But then when you have issues where they were going after people that were just representing him, whether that be lawyers, whatever it may be, it was a very different situation. I felt a lot for all of them who went through that because, again, that shouldn't be the way lawyers are treated when you are representing your client. We saw that even as well as this morning how sometimes lawyers treat some of their clients. There are a lot of people out there who are not doing that job correctly. And though Will and I are not attorneys, we obviously are surrounded by them. And we know some great ones who do really great things. But sometimes, you know, bad things are thrown at them. But John, thanks for calling. I'm going to continue on taking some more calls. Let's go back to Robert in Florida. See how this goes this time. Robert, go ahead. Updated comment.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry that...
No worries. Go ahead. Just go ahead.
Question. My comment here is patriotism seems to be in the forefront today. And when I watched the president's speech, I felt some of that patriotism. But my challenge to the American patriots is to look in the mirror tonight and ask yourself, if America is supposed to be a beacon for freedom and democracy for the rest of the world, would it be immoral, unethical, and hypocritical that we're all dressed head to toe in communist-made prison products from a country that doesn't believe in freedom?
Robert, it is a constant issue. I'm sure if you looked at the equipment that we're using to broadcast, I'm sure if you looked at the clothes that I'm wearing right now, many of them are manufactured in countries that we probably don't fully agree with. Sadly, that is kind of the nature of the beast, if you will, in America right now, but it is also precisely some of the reasons why President Trump has attempted to bring back manufacturing to do that. Look, but it's not an overnight thing. It is a big change. And even just to start that process of manufacturing really any new product inside of the United States is not, I'm going to say impossible, but it's almost next to impossible because of the way we've divested in it.
That's right. And Robert, once again, it is an excellent point because that is part of what President Trump's entire wanting to rebalance the trade with the world and get rid of some of these trade deficits. That's part of the whole point. And even tariffs, which have become a large conversation, one of the key factors of tariffs as well is that when prices go up for the consumer, so here at home, if you are paying more for something from China than you were, that lowers your demand for it. The increase in price makes you want it less, which opens up an opportunity for manufacturers domestically to meet that demand for you and take that demand away from China. That is a long game. It's an economics game, but it's part of also the plan there as well. Yeah.
All right, let's continue on. Jim's calling in Connecticut. Jim, also been on hold for about 40 minutes. I appreciate it. Everybody else, stay on hold. You're fair game. You've all been on hold less than 10 minutes. I don't feel as much guilt about you. But stay on hold. I'm going to get to as many as I can. Jim, go ahead. Jim, you there? Oh, Jim wasn't actually there for 40 minutes. He tricked me. All right, Jim, I'm sorry. Let's continue on. We'll take an order. Let's go to Cindy in Kentucky. Go ahead, Cindy. You are on the air.
Thank you. I was sitting here wondering with the, it's getting to be a little game they like to play with closing down the government. And why are they still receiving paychecks? Should they not be shut off also until they open it?
Well, Cindy, one, it is just a very limited shutdown. It's really just the Department of Homeland Security that is without funding in this time. But yeah, that question does rise every time there is one of these, is that the individuals that are elected to actually pass the funding bills and to use the power of the purse to fund our government still collect their paycheck. I saw today in the Senate or in Congress, there was a dog parade. Parade of members of Congress with their dogs. That's sweet, cute, but I mean, we've got a shutdown with the Department of Homeland Security.
It's a gaggle of frogs.
And we've got things like the SAVE Act that are just languishing. We're going to do a dog parade. I mean, like you said, it is very similar to the frogs.
Speaking of frogs, Bill, California, we can answer this question real quick. Bill, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm confused. What's the significance of the frog suit at President Trump's SOTU address?
Okay, we can clear that up. The frog suits were at the alternative...
State of the Swamp address.
That was happening in Portland.
That was in D.C.
But I mean, in connection with the representatives, it was the Portland Frog Brigade who wear those suits. They often are protesting ICE. They're protesting a lot of different things. They wear inflatable costumes. It has become a bit of a thing. But of course, like I said, when you see them celebrating and excited, it's hilarious, but also the worst symbol of protest. I guess they are peace frogs, you could say, would be what they're trying to fight for. But hopefully that clears that up. But what it does, it makes everything seem unserious. It makes all of it seem like a joke. And you can't tell me that we are in the midst of a dictatorship and a regime that, you know, wants the end of the world and wants the end of all of your voting rights and then be surrounded by inflatable frogs. It certainly does not bode well for you. I believe we are probably out of time. Do we have time for one more call?
Yeah, maybe we can go to Michael real quick.
Real quick.
About 20 seconds, Michael. You're on the air.
Okay. I think the approach of negotiating with Iran over nuclear weapons is kind of off the mark. When Hitler was killing the Jews, he had no nuclear weapons. The problem with the regime in Iran is the nature of the regime, a regime that kills its protesters and commits, you know, horrible crimes against humanity. We should have obliterated the leadership already. You know, I think Trump is kind of missing the ball. What if he gets a deal with Iran?
Well, let's see what happens, Michael. Only cutting you off for time here. We only got 30 seconds left. So I appreciate you calling in. Holly, I'm sorry we didn't get to you today. She said she was concerned about the safety of our soldiers on these carriers. I think we all are. That should be something that is in your prayers immediately. It's obviously the safety of these soldiers. Now, you got to remember, like I said, I wish a lot of you could grow up in military towns or spend time military. These are guys who are very well trained, very well prepared for this kind of action. They grew up knowing that this was a possibility. So, again, say your prayers for them. Appreciate everyone who's listening today. Almost to the end of the week. Friday's show coming up tomorrow. Make sure you tune in live 12 to 1 p.m. Eastern time. However you get your podcast, we are there. YouTube, Rumble, Facebook, and of course at ACLJ.org.
For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today. ACLJ.org.